Rivka was pregnant. Chazal tells about the straight two are born in the Kirba. Two boys, two children inside her stomach were fighting to get out. The payment, she said, in came Lomazel Maishi. What I need this for? Too much time. She went to find out, she went to the place of Met, which is Shem Ve'eva. Hashem Ve'eva, what's going on over here? Why do I suffer more than the regular? Chazal tell us, the Medrash told us, that she went around asking other women how much tzar do they have when they're pregnant. And it would look to her as if she's having more tzar than the regular woman. She went Nidrash as Hashem to find out from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what's pshat. So she went to the God Lador, she went to Shem Ve'eva. So Rashi brings down here, what's this where he's straight to, they were pushing to get out. So Rashi says, when she used to walk past the Beis HaMedrash, the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, Yaakov rot umafatas letzis. Yaakov was running, and he was pushing to go out. And when she used to go out, she used to run past the Pischa Avida Zora, the houses of Avida Zora, Esa Mufatas Lotzis. So she saw there's something going on over here, some stira. And she didn't know that she had twins. And she couldn't work out. There's a stira over here. One minute he's in the yeshiva, and one minute he's somewhere else. So she said, Lomazel Neichi, what do I need it for? If this is what it's the type of person I'm looking for, Atelach Lidres is Hashem. She went to Darshan, she went to the Lidres is Hashem, to the Gogol to find out what's this all about. So what did he answer her? Shem Reva answered her, Shnei Goyim Vitne. It's two separate people. Two separate people, it's twins. There's two nations are going to come out from you, Rabbi Yavid. So there's going to be a fight from day to day till doomsday between Esau and Yaakov. And it doesn't say what happened afterwards. She was okay with it. Say that. If it's twins, two separate people, okay, I'll deal with it. Shalom Shalom used to say, he says, what happened over here? Rivka suddenly became calm after she found out that there's two people. And one told her it was one person, she couldn't deal with it. Now that she knows there's two people, so now that she knows she's got one Tzadik and one Rasha, what happened over here? Now that she's okay, she suddenly became calm. The Talmud used to say, he used to bring the famous Moshe from Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu Bahar HaKamel. Klal Yisrael was serving Avodah Zarah, and Eliyahu came along to Har HaKamel to prove that it was a Ribbono Shel Olam. And Eliyahu HaNovi got up and said, Mila Hashem and Mila Baal. Who is to Ribbono Shel Olam? Put their hands up, stand on one side. Mila Baal, who's to Avodah Zarah? Stand on the other side. And Eliyahu said, Avnotai Asem Pesum Hashnei Siyifim. Since when are you playing on both sides of the fence? Doesn't work. Mi la Hashem is la Hashem. Mi la Baal is la Baal. You said Avodah Zarah. But have a Klal Yisrael where you're playing both sides of the fence. Avodah Hashem and Avodah Zarah at the same time. Just a straight tassel. Doesn't work. And the Mefarshim say over there by the Anovi Pshat is because if it's la Baal, then it's time to do tshuva. If it's la Hashem, okay, Tzadik. Lashem is good. The Baal, Adarabba. If you're the Baal, stay by the Baal. Because if you stay by the Baal and you're facing reality, you're from the Ivda Avodah Zarah. After one day, you'll be facing the Tshuva. But the Yor came along and tied to Klausa and Mosa Atom Postal Mosh next evening. Why are you playing both sides of the fence? Both sides of the fence, you'll never be able to do Tshuva. You'll always think, Shachiyah Tzadik. Okay, I do Averis here and there. But on both sides, I learned Torah. On both sides of the fence, I can always come back into the Beis Hamikdash and say, Father, I have sinned. No problem, let's move on. And the Anavi said, that Klal Yisrael has no kiyum. It must have completion of Mishnei Seifim. Rivka came along and said, there's one child by me. One child by me? So what's going on over here? 1 minute he's dying to go into the Beis Hamikdash, and 1 minute he's dying to go into the Dovid Avodah Zarah. Rivka came along and said, V'telech Lidus Hashem, she went to the God of Adar, she says, if it's an Orthodox boy, he wants to go to the Beis Hamikdash, no, Mela. If he's a Rasha, and he wants to go to Avodah Zarah, Kassiers, he wants to go to the movie houses and the circuses of Avodah Zarah, no problem. But I can't deal with modern Orthodox. I can't deal with a modern Orthodox guy that's playing on both sides of the fence. Both sides of the fence is Trey Chaza. A Telech Lidris is Hashem. Some of you should use this vort, the Gavri the Mizrahi. After reading the famous Maimah and Hamishpacha, the Chaman of the Tzlan, of the Maimah of that there's no children at risk, it's the white shirts at risk. I'm sure some of you have already seen it, heard about it. With Aitaina, you don't even have to go on to the modern Orthodox. Telech Lidris Hashem, she had a Yeshua Bacha over here. She had a white shirt guy. A white shirt guy with his titties out, he played the game. No problem. But Telech Lidris Hashem, 1 minute she's dying to go into the Beis HaMikdash. She's got all the returns to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And the other minute, Telech Lidris Hashem, and she wants it. The other minute, he's going to the Avodah Zarah. And that Rivka said, Dos Kenich Nishlein, that I won't be able to take. That I can't live with. Then she went to Shem Ve'eva. Shem Ve'eva said, you've got two separate people in here by you. It's twins. Oh, two separate people, one Bitzari, one the Rosha. Okay, no problem, I can deal with it. You always have to have Yishkefelach, I can deal with it. One's a tzaddik, one's a rosha. Okay, we'll work with it. But the emes is, this is Tamal's vote. Of the Shaila is over here, how come Yankov Avinu wanted to go out? Chazal tell us of the Malach. The Malach teaches you Torah in your mother's stomach. So who could you have better as a better Rebbe than the Malach? Shaila. So Esau's over there. What are you running out? What are you running out for? Unfortunately, used to say that, the Bali Muslim used to say that. I feel if I learn Torah by Malach, if I'm sitting next to Esau, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So therefore, as soon as I got a chance to get away from Esau, even though I'm going to lose out from learning from the Malach, I'll go out. So Shaila is, but for most of the Rashi wants to ask, if that's the case, why Dafka was Shem Ve'eva? Why not every base of Knesset? Every time you run past the shul, why didn't you want to run out? Why Dafka Shem Ve'eva? But what they said, the difference is in the yeshiva. Kol Zman, I'm sitting by the Malach, or I'm sitting in together with Esau, it doesn't work. I'll get influenced. I can be giving the Pabul Torah from the Malach. And I can see, says that a child can see Mishsefer Elam Atsefer, he sees what's going on. It doesn't help. Kol Zman, I'm not in the yeshiva. I'm not in Shem Ve'eva. That's the way Shem Ve'eva, as Chazal say, he wanted to go out. Why? Because a yeshiva. A yeshiva is a mokim miflat. A yeshiva is an orient miklot to get away from Esau. Oh, but the big kasha is, we all have this kasha. How come you have a time on Esau? You see that Yankel was going at tzaddik, he wanted to go to yeshiva. He was born to become a gadol. And Esau was born to become a rosha. Where's the figure? This is the kasha that we all have, and this is the kasha that we all have with ourselves personally. I didn't get a good head. I can't sit the same way as Yankel Avinu could sit. Yankel Avinu sat 14 years at Shem Ve'eva after sitting at home for 60 years. I don't have that hasmodo. Esau suffered from ADD. He was always jumping around, he was always running around, and he was always chasing animals and whatever, 2 feet, 4 feet, doesn't make a difference. He was chasing. That was Esau. He couldn't sit. He suffered from ADD, ADHD, and whatever you want to call it. And you see already with Mei Imoy, that he went over Avodah Zarah. He was already wanted to go out. He already had a pull towards the other side of the fence. So what's the time now? What is the time? This is where we all make the mistake. Avada, Yankov Avinu had naturally, he was born with natural middos to sit and learn. Moshe Feinstein once said that on me, Tzitochen, that I will come upstairs, even though I was the God of Ador in learning down here, I will come upstairs, and the Yid at the back of the shul will be sitting in a different place, much higher than I am. Even though I'm a bigger Talmud Chochem, but he horrible the way all his life on one Masechta, on a few blacks, and he broke his head. He said he had to break his head, he had to break his whole mitzvah to sit and learn those few hours. Could be when he'll come upstairs, he'll be holding in a certain madrega, and I'm made us better more than I am. I was born with a good head. Baal Kofa once said, he once said the truth about Amelis Batayim, he started crying, he said, because of my good head, I'm scared, I'm going to come upstairs, and I want to have the schar of an Omol Batayim. Perhaps I'm not using my head all the way, I'm not switching away, but I have such a quick head. Avadi Yankov Avinu was born with a certain midah that went in a certain way, and Esav was born in a certain midah that pulled him the other way. But Chazal tell us that before Kol Tipa V'Tipa, every neshama that comes before he goes down into this world, Tzadik, Oni, by Osher, the Rebbein Shalom goes up to the Rebbein Shalom, what's this child going to be? Oni or Osher? Tipish, a Chochom, he's going to be an idiot, he's going to be a Chochom, he's going to be a smart kid. But Tzadik V'Rosher doesn't say. But Tzadik V'Rosher is totally on your Bechila. So Shaggy is what was the Bechila of Esau. Mepharshim explained that Be'etzim Esau, if he'd have worked on himself, Machanama, he might have not become the God Lador that Yankov did. But naturally, that Esau was pulled to a certain direction. If he would have stopped in his tracks and pulled back and worked on it, he would have been holding on a lot higher Madriga than Yankov. Yankov, Be'etzim naturally, was a masmid. He could have walked into Shem Be'eva. He didn't have to go 14 years without sleep. He didn't have to go 14 years without putting his head down. He went 14 years without sleep. He went over his koichas that he was given naturally. He worked even double as hard in order to make him the Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu could have been the same Talmud Chochem learning in Shem Be'eva. He could have had his 8 hours sleep, and he could have rested up, and he could have been Yankov. And if it had been Yankov Avinu, but he would have been a great man, but that wasn't Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu became Yankov Avinu and became the Amud HaTorah because he went over what his koichos were. After sitting and learning by his father's yeshiva, he went one step ahead and he went to Shem Ve'eva and then he did another 14 years of no sleep. By Yishkab HaMokim, it says he slept in that place, he hadn't slept for 14 years. He put his head down on the Gemara. The man had never slept on the bed for 14 years. That is something you don't have naturally. You can have natural hasmoda. You can have a good head. But to go over what you put yourself, that's already Yankov Avinu. Esau naturally had a pull to the other side. He had a pull to the other side. By the end of the day, he took his pull and he went all the way to the other side. He could have stopped in his tracks, stopped, held on, and gone back a bit. Esau Avinu, if he'd have turned around and worked on his middas, could have been bigger than Yankov Avinu, because he broke his teva. We all sit in the yeshiva. And Be'etzim were all Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. We're all... Some days you want to go to the Beis HaMedrash, some days you want to go to the Bote Aviv HaZorah. We're pulled from Admosai Atem Pritzchum HaShnei Sinifim. We're holding on both sides of the fence. Both sides of the fence is a very, very dangerous mahal. Eliyahu Novi. And when Rivka went to Lidresh Hashem, because they held that they know the hope. Well, what is this? What I need this for? If I have a Rosha and I have a Tzadik, I can deal with it. Actually, the Rosha I can change. Even though he's got certain natures, he's got certain his characteristics of pulling him in a certain way. Say that he'll be brought up in Yisrael's house. I'll make it with him. There's a chance. Yankov Avinu, Tzivaldi. But to have one where I'm playing on both sides of the fence, that dangerous. Then Eliyahu Novi said there's no hope for Klal Yisrael. Make up your mind. Either you're from the Evda Avida Zorah, and if you're from the Evda Avida Zorah, then go on to the other one side. And if you're from the Man Hashem, go on to one side. But Klal Yisrael, to make Klal Yisrael, to be chayzer to be tshuva from playing both sides of the fence, never works. That's not the way we build Klal Yisrael. Vatelech Lidus of Hashem. She went straight to Hashem Ve'eva to ask him, what do I do over here? This is not what I davened for. This is not what for 10 years I was without children, and now I want a child. This is what I'm going through for. For what? For who? It's not going to work. Whether I want to do it, I don't want to do it. But it came to a point, and everybody probably knows about it already, that there was a meeting with all the young light today. And what was brought up was one nekuda. The young light came with a timer, the nachanama. It's all very nice that we come to yeshiva, and we're learning with Bachra, and we're trying to help Bachra, and whatever it entails, we'll do, whether it means going out in the hallway and having a cigarette with a guy, or whether it means just schmoozing with him, or learning with him a bit. But whatever tickles his fancy, we'll do. But there's one side that pulls a man, the guy's there. I'll be the Bachra's in his door, the Bachra's not there. Lama Zeh Anochi, what am I here for? What am I here for? What am I coming for? For what? For every third day that I'm going to sit down and learn with him? Nishgelent. I didn't learn. And I didn't tour for Yiddishkeit either. I'm not helping anybody. So what do we need it for? That was a time. A time is a good time. A time is a very good time. And we came up with the Eitzah. I'm saying this claw. I'm not here to make rules. Chassid Shalom should be never rules in the area. Free for all, and we live in an open society. Chassid Shalom. Never force a bocher to go one step further than he can, because you have to understand we're all emotionally disturbed, and we're all coming from no idea what youth we went through, what childhood we went through, and you've got to treat us differently with golden gloves. But after treating you guys with golden gloves, there is a certain amount of, there is borderlines that we've got to keep to Vatelech Lidus of Hashem. There is a certain amount that Hoshamash Shnei Yifim doesn't work. If the nightlife and the morning seder don't go together, then there's never going to be any hope. Hoshamash Shnei Yifim. We're going from one side to the other, it doesn't work, and it never will work. And nish from them, retin vaccine, tami de chachomim. And not even elachim. Because Klal Yisrael couldn't build from there. And Klal Yisrael wasn't all about Gedolia. Klal Yisrael was about Hoshka Balabatim. Eliyahu Novi was talking to Klal Yisrael. It was Klal Yisrael were people who worked in the fields, and Klal Yisrael were people who worked, who were training Gedolia, and they were tami de chachomim. But there was also thousands and thousands of people working in the fields. And that's how Klal Yisrael built. We're not talking about... And even so, Eliyahu Novi turned around. And even so, Rivka turned around and said, "Vatelech Lidus Hashem, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I'm davening for. This is not what I'm looking for. I don't need two sides of the fence. Because from there, nothing will grow. Two sides of the fence means that you're playing both sides of the coin. It doesn't work, and you'll never be able to move past it. You'll never stay. You might learn a bit, but you'll never be an Oved Hashem, even on the lowest level." So we decided as it. Rabbi Suda will keep Cheshbon, who's here, who's not here. That every younger man for himself has taken on, that if 2 days consecutive his Chavrusa doesn't turn up, he refuses to continue learning with him. If after 2 days consecutive the guy doesn't turn up, Chavrusa shaft is closed. If we have enough chevra by the time I come back to move on, Mila Hashem, Mila Baal, make up your mind. No problem. I have no problem whether it's 5 guys or 10 guys. Pack the bags, get out of here. I don't care whether it's second year, third year. I don't care who they are. I don't care how close they are with me. I always say there's 2 points over here. You can have a personal kesher with me, but I'm also running a moisset. And running a yeshiva entails certain type of rules. There's a certain amount of benadam machavera that has to be run in this yeshiva. There's a certain amount of benadam mamokim. And calls a man, we don't have the minimum of benadam machavera. We don't have the minimum of benadam mamokim. Forget it. We don't need, forget, it's a boy b'shus harabim, it's nishkid yeshiva. It's not called the yeshiva. And as an achrayas to putting a mokim Torah, I don't think you'll ever have such a thing. As sometimes the uvda avida zora, the ones who are on the other side, sometimes have bigger hope than the ones, the yeshiva bochum. You always find it. How come at the end of the day, the yeshiva bochum that walks in, who's from the uvda avida zora, who's running to the karsiyos from the boti tumma, and suddenly he's ready to turn around, and 3 years, 4 years later, you suddenly see he's sitting in Brisk, he's sitting in Mir, and the yeshivish guy that walked in, right, who knows the sprach, who knows the raid, he never makes it. And suddenly, 20 years later, he's the balabos that the guy's knocking on the door for. Well, I remember you. I remember your first year in Leivari. Whoa. And here you are. What a joke. What a joke. You're the joke. It doesn't work. And this from them state. You want to be from the Avodah Zarah? Go! Be from the Avodah Zarah. But make up your mind. I am from the Avodah Zarah. And if been out of the Avodah Zarah, one day you might turn back. I would play at both sides. Father, I have sinned. Move on. I can take care of it. I'm a tzaddik. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, and never did work, and never will work. That's why there's more choshev yidden. There's more choshev bachman walking out of these small yeshivas than the grace of me yeshiva. Because there you have hundreds and hundreds of peskim ashnei siyifim. There you have hundreds of bachman that shouldn't be there, that should be in the levarias of the world, not even the levarias, levarias of machdut. Hundreds of Bachrim were coming there dressed like Yeshiva Bachrim, looking like Yeshiva Bachrim, Yungalite looking like as if they've been a Torah living in Nahal, behaving, thinking that they're behaving. That's why you have the Grobkite in the Shkotzerai that goes on in Nahal, and the Treifkite that goes in Nahal, it's all because of Pesach Mashnei Seif. And I'll give you a list of how many Yitin there were this year in Nahal. How many divorces, how many younger light went back and didn't come back because they ended up in divorce? Because it's Peskim Ashnei Seifim. They're thinking that they've been a Torah and they're running Ki'ilu. But the poker games and the movie games and the couples getting together and the Hanukkah games. That's half the problem. Forget about the other half that goes on in the park, Second Seder. We won't even talk about it now. But this is all coming from B'nai Torah that sat in the mirror, who were walking around with white shirts and beautiful tzitzis with $250 belts, and they looked exactly the perfect, but they were rishoyim. They were playing on both sides of the fence. We can sit up all night and watch movies. We can take cars and go to Elat for Hanukkah and Siva. These are all the guys that sat around and got nowhere. Because from these type of people, you'll never grow. You'll be the Prosper Balabatim after the Davin Sass Reagan. That's what it is. That's what it'll look like. Klal Yisrael never built on those people. You can't build a Klal Yisrael on such people. A Roshel, Seder. Guy walks into a rehab, Seder. I'm a drug addict, I'm a shuvana, Seder, I'm willing to be helped. No problem. Eto is vaccine the Talmud Chacham. Because he knows he's facing reality where he is. When you're not realistic, said Drifka, I can't deal with that. This is Treif Chavah. This is the world, this is the Treifka that's seeping in over here. We can have both sides of the fence. And it's okay. It's good. No problem. Geschmack. Both sides of the fence are dangerous. It's more dangerous than having just the Rishon. Guy turns around and says, Rebbe, I'm here till Chanukah, to party. I don't want to know about it. Okay, he's being realistic, he's being honest. When you're not honest with yourself, when you're not honest with who you are, when you're not honest and you're playing mind games with yourself, ki'ilu, pa'amin b'beis ha'knesses, pa'amin b'vayda ha'vayda zara, and ha'vayda zara can be in the dormitory. You don't have to go to bed in your Buddha now. You can sit in your room with your bottle of beer, watching the iPod, and who knows what you're watching, and doing whatever you have to do. You don't have to go to town to get it. This is the Avda Aveda Zara that you bring into the dormitory. The Avda Aveda Zara doesn't work in a yeshiva. Doesn't work. And if it does work, then it's not a yeshiva. I still want to have a minimum of out of a yeshiva. And this is Chaykul Ayyavah. I don't care who it is, what it is. It's after 2 days, the Chavrusa, all the Rabbein, I'm asking for this. All the Rabbein and all the Ingalite, after two some consecutive days, the guys don't turn up. Chavrusa is over. You can sit and rot till we come, till I come back, but you should know I'm just warning you beforehand. L'chaim u'l'sholem.